We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
I love Mama.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, delightful viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Yorkbird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Yorkbird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5, and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 44 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, Channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista, and Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Paraguay, in Bayamí, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Visión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Visión. In Core, Channel 27 on Core Video Cable. In Santa Anita, Piriquay, Channel 30, and in Orqueta, Channel 32 in Damoa, SA. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 24 in Limbe and Environs on CiatSat. Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. And Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel Z26 on Tha Tengger Cable TV and Channel 50 on Himori Cable TV. In Suk Ptur, Siling Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongoj. In Dahan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Dahan Broadcasting System. In Tha, Channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions Channel 47 and Orange Cable Companies Channel 65. In Motul on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Poland, Channel 68 on Nostrada TP Television. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV and Channel 108 on Xinghe Cable TV, Yongjiala Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 107 on Tongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jinmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 107 on Tongtai Cable TV. In Chiayi County, Channel 97 on Huasheng Cable TV. And in Chiayi City, Channel 97 on CYCCA TV Cable Company.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, a French hero saves a mother-to-be from a freezing river. In Veg News, two award-winning American journalists switched to the plant-based diet after taking an animal-free vacation cruise. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, February 17th, is the National Day of Kosovo, commemorating its independence declared in 2008. Kosovo is a mountainous southeastern European country adjacent to Serbia and Macedonia. Award-winning artist Mr. Asad Vala is Kosovo-born, as is acclaimed composer Mr. Akil Mark Koshi, noted poet Mr. Shivdet Barai, and respected writer Mr. Ekrem Basha. We wish the creative citizens of Kosovo a splendid National Day.
Fly-in news. Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Tajikistan. On January 2nd, a 5.1 magnitude earthquake shook many villages in the country's Pamir Mountains, destroying or damaging the vulnerable clay and stone homes of 1,000 families. Scores of other buildings were leveled, while mudslides further blocked roads.
Все дети, вот, меня маленькие дети, я успел это двое дети взяли на это, на улицу. Я вот под 50 лет первый раз вижу такого землетрясения.
The Tajik government, United Nations, Red Cross, and others brought emergency shelter, but a more complete recovery process was slow, as families were unable to rebuild their houses until the spring thaw, and were also low on food supplies.
В данный момент вот семьи, которые пострадали больше, мы обеспечили с помощью вот правительства Республики Таджикистан, международных организаций, мы их обеспечили палатки. В данный момент более 160 семей живут в палатках.
With concern, sorrow, and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai offered $10,000 and immediately asked our nearest association members to please go help those most in need, such as the orphaned. Covering their own travel and personal expenses amounting to $5,680, our association's relief team from South Korea went to Tajikistan as soon as possible, with additional donations from our association members bringing the total to $14,425. The team was able to obtain supplies valued at $372,000 if purchased in the United States, based on Tajikistan's cost of living.
Despite high snows, aftershocks, and a landslide during the 16-hour journey by car, our association's relief team reached the mountainous epicenter safely. There, they delivered 17 tons of flour, pasta, sugar, and warm clothes to the afflicted families. Villagers were deeply appreciative and wished to thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her care from afar.
Master Qinghai, большое вам спасибо за такую поддержку. В такое время у нас большое землетрясение было.
A surprise visit was also made to an orphanage for 90 disadvantaged children who received gifts of clothes, toys, and cookies. Funds were also given for some urgently needed repairs.
Спасибо, мастер Чинхаю.
Our appreciation to Tajik government and international groups assisting the quake victims. We also join in thanking Supreme Master Qinghai for her rapid caring response and our association's relief team for their diligent efforts. Our prayers that heaven continues to shield the good-hearted people of Tajikistan as we look forward to a planet made peaceful again through our kinder treatment of all.
Спасибо.
Floods sweep Greece, Turkey, and Bulgaria. Parts of the three nations have recently been hit by torrential rains, leading to flooding. On Sunday, February 14th, a state of emergency was declared in the northern prefecture of Evros, Greece, as over 14,000 hectares of farmland were inundated by floodwaters from the Maritsa River, which borders Turkey. National railway service was disrupted, while homes and vehicles sustained damage in the port city of Alexandroupolis.
In Turkey, especially the northwestern city of Edirne, floods destroyed farmlands and caused the closure of roads and bridges. Meanwhile, snow along with heavy rains in southern Bulgaria triggered flooding that disrupted traffic and caused power loss to over 70 villages. According to civil defense agency officials, many homes were flooded in Yambol as the Tunza River overflowed, also destroying bridges and triggering landslides that have isolated residents of Elovo and surrounding villages.
Conveying her sorrow and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai quickly asked that our nearby association members in the affected areas go to assist the most desperate, adding that funds are available as needed. We thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her wholehearted care of the flood-stricken. May heaven protect the people of Greece, Turkey, and Bulgaria as they work to recover the regularity of day-to-day life, and such dangerous situations are alleviated through humanity's gentler regard of the ecosphere.
Heavy rains inundate Saudi Arabia. In Mecca, a family of six perished after their house collapsed, and another 50 had to be rescued from vehicles on submerged streets this past weekend in western Saudi Arabia. Officials in the city of Ta'if declared a state of maximum alert, with Mayor Mohammed Al-Mukrid stating that workers and equipment had been dispatched to all locations, with rescue teams working to provide help to all the storm affected. We are grateful for the swift assistance of Mayor Al-Mukrid and all the Saudi emergency personnel. It saddens us to know of the lives lost, and we pray for the swift return of the storm affected to their fulfilling daily lives. With Allah's grace, may our more kind-hearted stewardship help stabilize the environment and ease distressing events as these.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Deadly sleeping sickness linked to cattle. Nearly 100% of cattle in some areas of Uganda are infected with a parasite that causes the serious illness known as sleeping sickness. In humans and animals alike, the disease can be difficult to recognize as it starts with general symptoms such as fever, headache, and joint pains. However, left untreated, sleeping sickness is always fatal. A team of scientists from Uganda and the United Kingdom have recently determined that livestock markets represent a major risk for the spread of the acute form of the pathogen, as the disease is most frequently spread to humans by tsetse flies that have been infected by cattle. Their research showed that the villages close to livestock markets had much higher rates of sleeping sickness, which currently takes the lives of some 40,000 Africans every year. Concern has also been raised that the current spreading of the disease will bring a mixing of its acute and chronic forms, further complicating diagnosis and treatment. Ugandan and British scientists, we are grateful for your work in identifying the link between livestock and this unfortunate affliction. Let us all hasten to switch to plant-based fare as the surest way to protect the health of all beings.
TV show host and comedian Ellen DeGeneres speaks of being vegan. During an interview with CBS Evening News, journalist and anchor Katie Couric, the Emmy Award-winning talk show host, shared, among many things, why and how she turned to consuming only plant-based fare.
Speaking of her viewing of the documentary Earthlings, Ellen stated, "It's inside footage of factory farms. 50 billion animals a year are killed. They're in pain, treated badly, diseased, pumped full of antibiotics. I saw the reality and just couldn't ignore it. And I'm healthier and happier." During the interview, after Katie Couric asked on behalf of a viewer for Ellen's favorite vegan recipe, Ellen directed people to her website at ellen.warnerbros.com/thoughts for a wealth of vegan information and delicious recipes.
Kudos and many thanks, Ellen, for sharing your journey of expanded compassion toward others, including animal beings. May your example of kindness inspire many viewers to adopt the humane and nourishing vegan lifestyle.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet:
lowers blood pressure,
lowers cholesterol levels,
reduces type 2 diabetes,
prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%,
reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system,
increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ,
saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food,
conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land,
free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production,
reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year,
stop 80% of global warming,
plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/be-veg.
Hero bus driver keeps students safe. Traveling with 80 passenger students, when the two back wheels of his vehicle came off in New South Wales, Australia, veteran bus driver Ron Elworthy stayed calm. Despite the vehicle beginning to fishtail and careen dangerously, threatening to tip, Mr. Elworthy did not apply the brakes but instead shifted the bus to a lower gear. This allowed a steady deceleration until it eventually came to a full stop and all 80 children emerged without injury. Acting Sergeant David Hanna said, "I believe that the driver used great skill in keeping the bus from losing control. Our respectful salute, Mr. Ron Elworthy, for your composure and skill in bringing the 80 precious young lives to safety. May you and all the students on board continue to be blessed with heaven's love and protecting grace."
Oblak Sees, or Vietnamese engineer, creates quadrocopter. Working as a teacher for the University of Transportation in the capital city of Ô Lạc ở Vietnam, 27-year-old Mr. Lê Công Giang and fellow colleagues have developed a quadrocopter, or a helicopter with four propellers. Recently, Mr. Lê presented his three-year project to a panel of judges with the Department of Science and Technology, who noted advancements of the craft to include performance improvements over the traditional helicopter, along with reduced energy needs, ease of navigation, and greater safety. Having dreamed since childhood of being able to fly, Mr. Lê plans further developments to make the quadrocopter production-ready, with costs for each model estimated at just $600. A big bravo, Mr. Lê Công Giang and team, for your innovative aviation development. Wishing you the soon realization of your dream in bringing an affordable and efficient new aircraft to share with the world.
Save our planet. Galapagos fur seals migrate to Peruvian waters. The Peru-based Organization of Research and Conservation of Aquatic Animals, or ORCA, recently reported that a colony of 30 fur seals had traveled some 1,500 kilometers from their original Galapagos Islands home to settle in the waters of northern Peru. This first ever instance of the fur seals moving to an area remote to the Galapagos is being attributed to the warmer Peruvian waters due to global warming.
The Peruvian Geophysics Institute indicated that the average sea surf temperature in northern Peru has risen 6 degrees Celsius over the past 10 years and thus now closely matches the sea temperature of the fur seal's original native habitat. More fur seals and other marine species are thus expected to act similarly in migrating to Peruvian waters.
Our appreciation, scientists at the Organization of Research and Conservation of Aquatic Animals and Peruvian Geophysics Institute, for these observations of marine animal response to global warming effects. May such disrupting signs accelerate our actions toward lifestyles that support a restoration of balance to our planetary home.
As on previous occasions, Supreme Master Qinghai spoke again with concern for the Earth's fragile balance as she offered ways to encourage both awareness and hope in young people during a May 2009 video conference in Togo.
You can show how the migrating birds have to fly farther and farther to find a place to nest, and the polar bear swims longer and longer now because there is no more ice, till sometimes they drown of exhaustion. Or why the neighboring country has so many floods in recent years, so many disasters, etc., etc. Tell them how climate change is affecting real lives, real animals, real people, and their own lives as well. But it's also important to show the young people that there is still hope. We can still save the planet. It's a chance to be true heroes by being vegan and spread the news of this solution.
Save our planet. Bolivian officials state that overfishing in Lake Titicaca has endangered 7 species native to the world's highest altitude lake.
Save our planet. In an interview with renowned French daily newspaper Le Monde, Britain's Lord Nicholas Stern states that his prior reports underestimated the dangers of global warming and the urgency of reducing greenhouse gases.
Save our planet. International climate researchers collaborate to develop a method for measuring the North Atlantic Ocean's absorption of CO2, which they hope to evolve into an early warning system for signaling more severe climate change.
Save our planet. The Taiwan Indigenous Cultural Enterprise Development Association co-hosts Vegan Fashion, the Green Harvest Festival, offering multicultural arts and activities while calling on all participants to adopt a vegan lifestyle to reduce carbon emissions and benefit the planet.
Warning news. An army-operated poultry farm in Rangoon, Myanmar, reports a severe case of avian flu, with the battalion commander ordering regional citizens not to eat the chickens as some 700 birds perished in less than a week.
Supreme Master Qinghai's number one international bestseller, The Birds of My Life.
And Libra and I are vegan.
We're here with an animal-friendly tip of the day.
If you have a feeder set out for sweet feathered friends, please check on it after it rains.
That's right, Sunny. Make sure all the food is dry because if the seeds get moist, they could quickly develop mold.
Thank you for your attention. And thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
Now it's time for the worldwide weather.
In the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association news from Benin, our association members from the Cotonou Center organized a walk to share information with Benin citizens about the many advantages of the plant-based lifestyle. About 200 people, including those from vegan groups, joined the endeavor and carried posters promoting an animal-free diet. Our association members were holding SOS and Be Veg, Go Green, and Save the Planet banners. After the procession, guests were invited to sample a variety of vegan dishes. May more and more take the road of compassion and adopt a cruelty-free diet today to protect our amazing world.
In community news, a French hero saves a mother-to-be from a freezing river. Mr. Eddie de Vuchela, age 42, jumped into an icy cold river in the city of Amiens, Picardy, to help an unconscious, expectant mother to safety. The woman and her husband had been in a collision with another vehicle, which sent their car into a river where it submerged. Upon seeing the man calling for assistance, Mr. de Vuchela dived into the water. He was able to reach the car, got the woman out, and brought her to the bank of the river. For his bravery, Mr. de Vuchela was awarded with a silver medal by the prefect of the region. Bravo, Mr. Eddie de Vuchela, and God bless your life-saving action. May the fortunate rescued woman and family make a full recovery and have a beautiful future, cherishing each precious day. Up next on Noteworthy News, a cruise vacation introduces guests to the many benefits of a delicious vegan cuisine. We'll just go for a hug, be right back. More visionary news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, giving news for a selfless world. In Veg News, a cruise vacation introduces guests to the many benefits of the plant-based lifestyle. American award-winning travel journalists Ms. Judith Fain and Mr. Paul Ross joined a macrobiotic cruise which traveled from the USA for a week-long journey. During this time, they dine on all scrumptious vegan fare and listen to renowned experts such as Dr. T. Colin Campbell and Dr. Neil Barnard highlight the health advantages of the animal-free diet. In addition, they heard a number of personal accounts from fellow passengers of how the cruelty-free lifestyle had improved their well-being. By the time the cruise was over, Ms. Fain and Mr. Ross had transitioned to a plant-based diet. Ms. Fain said, "The combination of good food and tales of benefits cruisers said they experienced won us over." Kudos, Ms. Judith Fain and Mr. Paul Ross, on your life-affirming decision. May all people realize how healthy, delicious, and easy it is to adopt a diet of kindness today.
Let's now join in laughter with a joke told in Hungarian entitled Train Ride.
Egy utasszállító vonat lassan halad előre, végül lefékez. Egy utas meglátja a kalauzt, aki odakint járkál. Mi folyik, kiabál ki az ablakon? Tehén a sinen, válaszol a kalauz. 10 perccel később a vonat újra felveszi lassú iramát. 5 percen belül viszont megint megáll. A nő megint ugyanazt a kalauzt látja kint járkálni. Kihajol az ablakon és kikiált. Mi történt? Megint utolértük a tehenet?
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Great Supreme Master, for the past 2 weeks now, I have been watching your programs non-stop and I have discovered all this. That while I was killing and eating meat, I was inhuman to a fellow creature. Thank you for this orientation on advantages of being a vegetarian. Indeed, your program has proven to me the wonders in the vegetables and the fruits. May God bless and reward you as you continue on the good work you are doing to the Inshallah world. Chubave from Onitsha, Nigeria.
Hi, Chubavin. We're glad to hear from you. Supreme Master Ching Hai has a reply for you.
Good-hearted Chubavin, thank you so much for your good news. It's easy to switch to the compassionate vegan diet with many resources available in our modern time. The animals and the earth are eternally grateful to you. Be blessed. With all my love, Ching Hai.
Do you have a Heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your Heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to Heartline at SupremeMasterTV.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/Heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May your every moment be filled with heavenly benediction.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
On the occasion of His Majesty King Abdullah II of Jordan's birthday, dozens of wheelchairs donated by the Jordan Hashemite Charity Organization are given to Palestinians in need.
During the recent snow blizzard, staff and volunteers at the DC Central Kitchen in Washington, D.C., USA, prepare and deliver 45,000 meals for the regional homeless shelters and others in need.
Organized by the European Commission, a two-day conference is held in Marrakesh, Morocco, attended by more than 80 journalists for discussions on information access, media member protection, and their role in intercultural dialogue.
Dr. Roger Corder of Queen Mary University in the United Kingdom finds that cranberry juice boosts blood vessel and heart health.
The government of India offers amnesty to Kashmiri youth formerly engaged in military training in Pakistan who agreed to return home without weapons and in peace.
Citing alcohol as causing some 75% of the region's law and order problems, Southern Highlands Province officials in Papua New Guinea announce a complete ban on the substance.
His Majesty King Letsi III of Lesotho meets with a Kuwaiti delegation led by His Highness the Emir Sheikh Sabah al-Ahmed al-Jaber al-Sabah for discussions of boosting bilateral relations.
Rather than recruit foreign nationals, the Malaysian Trade Union Congress, or MTUC, calls on the government to fill labor shortages by offering jobs to the thousands of refugees living in the country.
Meat consumption in Chile, including beef, chicken, pork, and turkey, saw marked decreases in 2009.
Israeli Foreign Minister Avigdor Lieberman makes a first official visit to Azerbaijan, where he meets with President Ilham Aliyev to further ties while commending the country as a model of stability and tolerance.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world. For all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.